Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Ali. Today I want to give you some information about Eduardo and Yeli. Stay tuned. From Fiat to Faith. Welcome back, listeners. Imam Khomeini and subsequently Islamic Revolution of Iran revived certain values around the globe. What are those values? So for instance, one can say it is spirituality, the focus on spirituality instead of materialism. Another one is supporting the oppressed and opposing the oppressors. The third one could be unity and solidarity of the Muslim Ummah. The fourth one is promoting Islamic lifestyle. And last but not the least is self-respect, dignity, and self-sufficiency. Now, brothers and sisters, we want to discuss a personality who got inspired by these universal and divine values. Eduardo Agnelli was the eldest child and the only son of Mirella Agnelli, the industrialist patriarch of Fiat. He was born on 9th of June 1954, and he passed away and left this world on 15th of November 2000. His body was found dead under mysterious circumstances under a bridge on the outskirts of Turin. Eduardo was born in New York to Italian parents. His maternal grandmother was American. After studying at the Atlantic College, he read more literature and Oriental philosophy at Princeton University.
La verità è relativa e assoluta, che cos'è? Dal mio punto di vista è assoluta. È assoluto nel senso che tutte le cose sono come Dio le vede. Però questa è una cosa che accetto io, si può anche non accettare.
Debating on whether it is relative or absolute, I would say it is absolute. Absolute in the sense that everything is exactly the way God wants it to be. This is something I have come to believe in. If others don't agree, that's fine. Everyone is entitled to his or her opinion. I deeply believe in the existence of a certain reality outside our beings, a reality that has always been present and that only God the Almighty has knowledge of.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about the basics about Eduardo. Now let's look at his life before he met Imam Khomeini and before he got inspired by the Islamic Revolution. Well, a little bit background on this personality will put things in context for all of you. Eduardo had little interest in material possessions. He devoted most of his time in the study of philosophical and spiritual themes. Eduardo spent the 90s without any special particular position. He spent his time reading, writing, traveling, and engaging in humanitarian activities. He was a man who always moved against the flow of river. His father, Gianni, continually challenged Eduardo to make decisions about his future. But Eduardo always evaded him. He never liked to blindly follow others. he wanted to bring new things in this world, considering his family customs and traditions that were naturally impossible to do. This task was impossible for him to accomplish, but he was determined. When he was 22, just 22 years old, he argues in the press against Margarita Hack, defending the values of astrology. He visited India several times, where he met the holy man Sai Baba. Subsequently, Eduardo went to Tehran, Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, where he becomes impressed by the mystical figure of Ayatollah Imam Khomeini and embraces Shia Islam. During the days of the Islamic Revolution, people came in large numbers to Iran from Asia, Africa, America, and European countries. The Islamic Revolution that signaled an indisputable sea of changes attracted a vast amount of people, international personalities, and actually received international attention. Due to his family's political and financial status, Eduardo had come face to face with different kinds of political and religious figures all over the world. However, his meeting with Imam Khomeini essentially changed his life forever. Eduardo was captivated by Imam Khomeini's simple yet glorious spiritual lifestyle. According to Muhammad Hassan Ghadiri, he was Iran's ambassador in Mexico back then, Eduardo declared faith to Fakhruddin Hejazi and became a Shia Muslim. He was deeply impressed by the Islamic Revolution of Iran. During his visit to Imam Khomeini kissed his forehead.
Dr. Ghadiri Abiyane talks about Eduardo Anieli's meeting with Imam Khomeini.
توی این ملاقات حضرت امام هم پیشونی ایشون رو میبوسن. دوستان ما از انجمن اسلامی ایتالیا که در اون ملاقات حضور داشتن و ترجمه میکردن این رو برای ما تعریف کردن. خیلی تحت تاثیر دیدار با حضرت امام قرار گرفت.
In his visit, Imam Khomeini kissed Eduardo's forehead. A number of the members of the Islamic Society of Italy were also present. They translated what they heard and told us that the meeting with the Imam had deeply moved Eduardo. None of the papers in Italy wrote a word about Eduardo's becoming a Muslim, except for Mr. Egerman, a journalist of La Stampa, who wrote an article on Eduardo's choice to become a Muslim. He wrote, "Eduardo talked a lot about his meeting with Imam Khomeini, and he was very much influenced by him. He had a feeling that the Imam had a deep impact on him." Special programs on the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran on IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
Welcome back. This is To My Brother from IRIB English Radio. So brothers and sisters, before the break, we were talking about Eduardo, his initial life, and what his interests were. Then we talked about how he was impressed by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini. And Imam Khomeini, you know, he was so blessed. Imam Khomeini gave him a kiss on his forehead. Probably because Imam Khomeini saw something special in this young kid. And this is where his affiliation with Shia Islam and his commitment to the principles, the divine principles of Islam, they come into the picture. This gave Eduardo a new life, a new lifestyle. Somebody who belongs to a filthy rich family and who owns like so many businesses, he lets go the material lifestyle because of Imam Khomeini and the pure Islamic teachings of the pure Muhammadan Islam. So Eduardo, he finally converted to Islam in the Islamic Center in New York, where he was named, according to some traditions, Hisham Aziz. Then he met Imam Khomeini in Iran and was reported to have converted to Shia Islam. According to Muhammad Ghadiri, Eduardo declared faith to Fakhruddin Hejazi and became a Shia Muslim and then after was named Mahdi.
Fakhruddin Hejazi talks about Eduardo Agnelli.
سفری که به دعوت انجمن اسلامی دانشجویان ایران
During a trip, I was honored to meet Eduardo Agnelli on behalf of the Islamic Society of the Students of Iran. My conversation with Eduardo was slow and careful. I had the impression I was witnessing the emergence of an extraordinary human being. He was changing, and the change was obvious to all, not at all a secret.
So in November 2000, he was 46 years old, and that's when his body was found near Turin on a river bed beneath a motorway viaduct, on which his car was found as well. He was, brothers and sisters, this is where it is so important. He spiritually got moved and he started to walk the path of Islam. And this is where the enemies of Islam who were pushing for that materialistic lifestyle, they got alarmed. Eduardo got murdered at the hands of capitalist mercenaries. Eduardo's shrine is at the Museum of Martyrs of Islam at Imam Sadiq University in Iran, which contains a portrait shrine dedicated to him. So this is that special personality who got so inspired by the Islamic Revolution and especially the father of revolution, Imam Khomeini, that he ultimately laid his life for Islam. So this was the story of a man who left fiat for faith. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of To My Brother. Please don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Till another episode, fi amanillah.